Hey you guys, this is Miss Mike Tech coming back at you. Thank you for tuning into my podcast as part of Motivational Monday. Today we're going to talk about mindfulness. Now today's topic is mindful of your BFFs. What is your BFF? Your best friend forever? No, it is your business, friends, and finances, or your business, finances, and friends, whatever works for you. Okay, so let's get straight to it. So basically, I'm just gonna just give you guys a few pointers that I found to be essential in my life, that actually a necessity, if you will. Okay, so we're gonna start with business. Why do you want to be mindful of your business? Well, simply, it's because it's your business. Meaning, it's not Facebook's, Twitter, Snapchat, and everyone in the surrounding social media areas to know your every move. One time, I was on my little escapades when I was a dancer, and I was literally state hopping, state to state to state to state. And a dude reached out to me on my Facebook, and he was like, "Hey, what's up? How you doing?" I'm like, "I'm fine. How are you?" He was like, "Well, what state are you in now?" So for some reason, that kind of bothered me. So I'm like, "What do you mean? What state am I in now?" He was like, "Well, you were just..." And he lists every single state I've been in the last 9 months. Well, of course, prior to my situation now, but I'm actually stable in a home in my hometown. But at the time, I was moving everywhere, so I didn't really have a home. I was kind of homeless. So the fact that he knew every when I say every state and city, I was like, what? I mean, he literally listed them in the orders that I visited them. So I was like, wow. Yeah, that was kind of creepy. You want to be mindful of where you display your business, because just because people don't say nothing don't mean they're not watching. For another example, I posted on my Snapchat that I'm pregnant with twins. I was simply talking about being pregnant because my tummy looked bloated, and I just got done eating a bowl of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, so I thought it would be funny to post that. And I get a call from my mother about 3 days later. She likes to play guess who, so she's asking me all these questions that leads up to, "Are you pregnant? Is there anything you want to tell me? Do I have any grandkids in the near future?" I'm like, what? Skirt. Pump your brakes, lady. Clearly, you don't know me. I am your daughter. I'm not a floozy. I would never tell social media before I told my mom if I had a new addition coming to the family, so... Yeah, and it also pissed me off, because it's like, who in the hell of it is going back to my mother telling her stuff? I mean, really? And then she's my mom. She should have just called me and asked me straight out, not played a guessing game, because then I found out my mother actually went to my sister before she came to me, and I'm like, bro, this is ridiculous. So then that led me to do a little mini rant on Instagram, I mean on Snapchat, basically telling people to mind their business. Well, yeah, they are minding their business. I guess my business was their business, because they made it their business to get in mine. So, you know, you want to be mindful of your business. You don't want to give people reasons to assume anything. I've seen people call me like, "Girl, did you see what Shaniqua wrote about her baby dad getting out of jail? But I swear she was just with Keith the other day." Like, you know, you're just giving people too much to go off of that don't even know you or your situation. So if you want people to stop talking about you, stop talking about your business. Okay, and the next thing is friends. You want to be mindful of the friends that you hang around. As you all know this cliche, birds of a feather flock together. With that being said, if you're hanging around people that's known for nothing but bad business, or, you know, always getting into trouble, whatever the case may be, you can't be mad if people assume that you're that same type of way. If you're around girls who sell their freaking food stamps to buy weave to go out to the club and everybody knows it, don't get mad because people are assuming you're just that scandalous and that trifling to do such things. Because, I mean, doctors hang with doctors, lawyers hang with lawyers, and hoes hang with hoes. This I know, because I too was a thought once upon a time. And yeah, I hung with thought-minded people. So, you know, you just want to be mindful of the people that you surround yourself by, because they can make and break your reputation, as well as, you know, how far you actually go. And I'm back. sorry for the intermission. I'm back to touch bases real quick about being mindful of your friends or the company you keep. That also goes into relationships, and that's with anybody. Sometimes relationships can put a hindrance on your mental health and your wealth. So you want to be mindful of the people that you surround yourself with, including family members. They're not excluded because sometimes they're worse than friends. So, you know, you want to just make sure that you're at peace with who you are, who's around you, and know the people that are in your circle. Don't just assume that every smile and a wave and a hug is a genuine thing. Sometimes people just do it to infiltrate your circle, and you know, you don't need that. So moving on to finances, last but not least, you want to remain mindful of your finances and to remember to prioritize your finances. I can speak on myself. There was a point in my life where I was like, you know what, when I smoked weed or whatever, I was using people to smoke weed, like even if that meant bad company or dudes thought I owed them for coming to smoke or bringing me weed or whatever the case may be. Then I got to a point where I was like, you know what, I could buy my own weed all the time. And it took someone actually, and don't get me wrong, I still don't like this person today, but they were right. And that's one thing about me, I will always admit when someone is right, no matter if I like it or not. So basically, you know, I'm thinking, you know, I'm doing it, I'm doing better in my life, I can, you know, not thinking or boasting like that, but just kind of thinking like that. So, you know, there was a time I was like, hey, I'm by my own weed, can't nobody tell me nothing. You know, I felt some sort of independence. Don't ask me why, I just did. So my children's father actually was like, you know, he made a comment. Now, mind you, this could have been something that his mother said to him, but he basically switched it back and reversed it right on down my way and made me feel like a cup of dookie. He basically was like, you know, just because you can support your habit doesn't mean you're successful or you're doing good in life, like just because you can buy your own, you know, substances. So I'm like, dang. And he told that to me about 2 years ago. To this day, I do not smoke anymore, thank God. And there's nothing wrong with it. It's just, it wasn't beneficial to me. It was more of a hindrance than a help. And my honest opinion, I mean, I was driving a 2001 or 2000 Chrysler Sebring. And as much weed as I smoked, if I actually got W-2s from the weed man, honey, I would be in a 2017 Benz, okay? Because that's how much money I was spending on weed. But I didn't prioritize my finances, so I never really even seen the money. My lungs seen it, but I didn't see it. So, you know, and it doesn't have to necessarily be weed. It could be weave. It could be clothes. It could be anything, you know, that you just don't really take into consideration that could be putting a damage on your finances. Habits come in all different shapes and forms. So that's, you know, that's pretty much the end of it. That's all I really wanted to, you know, put out there. Just be mindful of your friends, your finances, and your business, because all of those things running together. You know, if someone's listening to your business and telling the next person, that's not a friend, and that's definitely detrimental to your business. And if, you know, you are lending your friend's money and you don't even got a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of, that's kind of a hindrance as well. So, you know, sometimes my kid's grandma said all the time, sometimes you got to make no your favorite word. No. And don't be afraid to exercise that word either, because, you know, you don't want to become an enabler either. That's another thing that is definitely possible. So to keep yourself in the right state of mind, and, you know, you don't have to be mean or harsh about it, but, you know, if you can't do it, you can't do it. Right now, somebody asked me to borrow a quarter. Could I lend it? Possibly. Do I have it? Yes. But do I have it? No. I can't really afford to do that right now, my good brother. So I will direct you to the temp agency and or a possible church that are helping out those in need. But other than that, you know, I can't help you. But that doesn't mean I'm a bad person. It's just, you know, sometimes, like I said, you can help so much that you begin to be a hindrance to not only the person you're helping because you're enabling them, but also to yourself. So that's all I wanted to throw out there. You know, I hope you know. Hope you guys like that. I hope you guys can dig it. And if you would like, please follow me on Snapchat and Instagram. My Snapchat, this is ending. Okay, my Snapchat is Say Less Right. SayLessWrite. I am signing out. Have a good night.